The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Demon Seed.
You must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Called recording, so I don't know what that means, but that's good.
I'm recording.
Good. Now, let me just, I'm just checking my system here. So bear with me for a moment. So that's all fine. I think I did one with Mike last week, I think. And I don't think I'd plug my mic in. I think it just recorded from the computer.
It was terrible laptop quality, but I can hear you properly. I just did what I could to make it sound better. But once again, we delivered suboptimal quality.
Which is what they expect. Yeah, they, you know,
technically and creatively.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that is what it's all about. I'm just messing in with my headphones now. Can you say the alphabet to me?
A.
Yeah, keep going.
P.
Yeah.
C.
Okay, that should be fine. I think that's cool. That's okay.
There we go. John, what's going on in your life?
Well, it's great to be back and plenty of great content this week for the episode. As we all know, it's a free one. Is that right?
No, this is premium.
This is premium. So
let me check.
I think the last one was premium, wasn't it?
No, the last one was free for all.
So that was one Mike and I did together.
It was you and Mike. We can't seem to get the three of us together. School stories. It wasn't. Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Young boys, of course, recounting some of the classic days of school.
Some wonderful stories.
There's some really great stories there, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. And I've cracked open a can today because I've got a couple of ideas for content. One of them is called Memories of Aloha Lo via YouTube comments, which is something I've come up with. You're at home today. You're not in the office, is that right?
I am at home. I have one of my 25% of my children are ill.
Oh, is it diarrhea?
No, it's like a mucousy chest cough.
Okay.
He's got a wonderful habit of breathing in your face as often as possible.
So
I was in the car. We were parked up. He'd undone his belt. I was like, what's that smell? I turned around and he was breathing on my face.
As a child, I don't know what it was. I mean, if you get a cold or illness now, the mouth would smell of a deep mucus as a child.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you've smelt that deep mucus yourself today?
I did sample it, yeah.
I often think of the deep mucus because if I get a cold now, it's just a bit of an anecdote, but sometimes when I've got a cold, I haven't had one for a while, but what I'll do is I will get a deep, deep breath out and I'll hold my mouth and I'll try and get that smell back to recreate childhood, but I can never get that deep mucusy smell that a child creates when they have
a cold. If I could bottle it, I'd be a millionaire.
I tell you what, you'd make at least 14 quid off of me straight off, you know.
Exactly.
But, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. If only I could find some young children with chest infections around here, I'd have a great weekend lined up.
You have hard to spot these days.
Wanted. Go to the local corner shop and wanted young children with chest infections.
Just right, like a badly written cardboard, pack of cereal. You just cut it out so it still says Frosty or a bit of Frosties on the one side. Stick it in the newsagents, wait for the police to turn up.
Yeah, we had a few, well, in the 90s, there used to be a little post office near us. Great anecdote this for the listeners. If you've ever lived near a post office or if you know what a post office is or if you've ever seen a post office, let us know. We won't reply. But we had a post office near us and someone put a sign up which read very badly written on a piece of cardboard, but it seemed to say, wanted young boy with some experience of, now, what was it? Some knowledge of advanced sex games. And to this day, I don't know why it went out, but it's a wanted young boy must have some knowledge of advanced sex games. And I mean, we were sort of in our early 20s. So
it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was bad spelling. I don't know, but it seemed to be a young boy with some knowledge of it, you know, some experience of advanced sex. I mean, I don't know what a basic sex game is. That like Ludo with your willy hanging out? Is that a basic sex game? You know, do you know what I mean? Like an advanced sex game would be maybe, I don't know, dominoes with a dildo.
Risk.
Yeah. Yes. Dungeons and Dragons whilst you're having a wank. That makes more sense. Yeah, I mean,
none of it really makes sense, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, you know, what is the difference between a basic sex game and an advanced sex game, and do you buy a board game and adapt it, or do you get lovers games? I don't know. You know,
I mean, the more advanced the game, the less sexy it sounds.
Well, this is a little micro memory here, help me. In about 97, 98, I lived in a house with a couple of lads, and one of them used to bring his girlfriend round, and she used to come round and watch Casualty, and then she would just slag it off for them getting things wrong, even though she wasn't a qualified doctor. She had something to do with the Red Cross or something, but apparently they did it all wrong. Anyway, he used to come round and she used to sit there, and if you made her a cup of tea, she would look at you funny. I don't know why she didn't like us. But anyway, when they moved out, we found a board game from Anne Summers called Fantasy for Lovers. We thought of playing it.
Hang on. What? Look who's here.
Oh. Oh, Michael, wonderful. How are you, Mike? How are you?
Fuck all the Wonder Horse.
Oh, so much fun. So much fun. Oh. How are you, Mike? You're all right,
John.
We were just talking about, I don't know if you've had a cold recently, but as a young child, yeah, there'd be a deep smell of mucus that would come out of your throat, but you don't get it so much as an adult. And Reese, one of his children has got it, and he smelt their mouth today.
Any good?
Totally. I didn't want to. No. He breathed in my face heavily.
Yeah.
And I got a wonderful sample.
Oh, fair play. Oh, it's good to know. I'm glad I turned up now.
I tell you what, it's going to be a good one. I've got an idea for today, Mike, good, to fill up 5 minutes.
Well, I've just changed the gel on my light. So look, I put a red gel on there. What do you reckon?
It looks good, man. It looks good. You know, you look like you're a bit like you're in a villa in Spain.
Well, I'll take the gel out and you'll see the difference. This is good. This is a good podcast.
Ooh, radiation.
Good
style.
Audio.
Oh, it's
good
you audio, look ill, Mike. It? You look ill. Yeah, get the red light back on.
Blue gel.
Blue's all right. Bit science fiction.
Ill.
Yellow looks green.
Yellow looks all
red.
Right. Yellow
warm.
Red. Red Spanish. Go for Spanish.
Got a diffuser on as well, see, so it's
Oh, good lad.
This year we're off to sunny Spain. Viva España.
Una paloma blanca.
Una paloma blanca. I'm like a bird in the sky.
A bird in the sky.
Una paloma blanca. That's why it's our favorite ooh. When we want a new, we go for typhoon.
Just a bit of feature today, Mike. Can you access and look at YouTube whilst you're talking on the computer
can,
at the
John,
moment?
I can. I'm currently maximized this screen. Oh, I've got another screen. Hang on a second. Okay. Yeah, I can add that. I can. Yeah.
Because what I thought we could do here, right? And then Reese, can you access?
I can't see you now. Sort of, is the thing.
That's all right, because that's keep that there, right? Then Reese, can you access floaty music, sort of maybe slightly sinister music?
Hang on a second. Let me.
Okay.
Do you want relaxing, like as if you're in a health spa music?
Maybe anything that's a bit floaty and a bit science fiction, something like that. I don't know if you've got anything. Anything, synth music, maybe something like the music from Blade Runner, but like the sort of music a serial killer would make if he did the soundtrack to Blade Runner, that kind of thing.
I'll have a look now. Yeah, I'm going to go quiet because I need to find something.
That's all right. I'll just chat. I'll introduce the feature. Well, basically, as you know, all six of the listeners have, you know, you've stuck with us through thick and thin over the time we've been on. Oh, Mike's back.
If you do use the StreamYard platform for your podcasting, and you think you can click out of Google Calendars, if you come onto the podcast platform via Google Calendars, I can confirm it will take you right out.
I saw you were taken right out there, but you're back in now, and Reese has gone right out.
Incoming pain.
We tell them it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know. We just told you that.
Clack hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
It is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the claghounds may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming pain. Twice the clack, twice the regret. All for £5. To become an official Claghound, go to patreon.com/TheDemonSeed.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.